This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Layoffs begin at Western Illinois University this month. In all, nearly 150 people will be losing their jobs. The layoffs are part of the university's plan for dealing with a drastic decrease in state funding. Civil service workers are taking the biggest hit. Figures from the administration show 14% of the civil service workforce received pink slips. That includes custodians, groundskeepers, and clerical employees. The civil service cuts will save the university an estimated $300,000 this fiscal year. 4% of faculty members are being laid off. That will save $1.3 million, but not until next fiscal year or the year after. And just 1% of administrative and professional workers will be let go, though the $300,000 in savings won't be realized until next fiscal year. All of the layoffs are in Macomb. The university says the Quad Cities campus is much smaller and has fewer employees. Western President Jack Thomas hopes at least some of the layoffs can be reversed once state aid is restored.
At some point, we're hoping to bring some of those people back.
Is there a particular employee group or union that was not willing to accept furloughs, and is that why these layoffs were necessary?
I'm not going to say that that's why specifically, but every little bit helps when the unions do agree to do furloughs.
Thomas says the only union that agreed to furloughs represents public safety officers. The university is requiring non-union employees making more than $40,000 to take furlough days before the end of June. Also, there is a tentative agreement for faculty members to decline a pay raise and take a pay cut. However, union members have yet to ratify the agreement. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.